Hi, everybody. I'm Anthony Shaw. I'm a senior cloud advocate at Microsoft, and I'm going to pick up where Christopher left off and take you through the next step in your Django journey. So Christopher showed how you can create a new project and create an application inside that project once you've got Django installed. I followed the same steps, but in terms of the naming, I've called my project just simply Project. I'm just as creative as Christopher with names, and the application name is ReallyCloud. And throughout this next series of videos, we'll be actually showing you how to build out this sample application called ReallyCloud, which is a space travel agency. It's a fictional company that we've made up to help illustrate some of the core concepts in Django. So the next concept I want to show you is to do with models and how Django actually helps you describe what data you want to put in a database. Now, databases are super important when it comes to web development, because often you want to keep information about what it is the website is doing. So in our case, we've got this fictional space travel agency called ReallyCloud, and we want to record information in the database, like what space cruises are there, where are they going, who are the passengers, and if people want to interact with the website, then we need to make sure that that data persists somewhere. Django makes your life so much easier when working with databases, because it actually deals with a lot of the complexity for you. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about in our sample app. So in our project structure, we've got the project folder, which is all the settings and stuff like that. And then we've just got, this is the boilerplate code, which is created when I run the start app command on the console. There's a file in here called models.py, and we're going to build this out over this video. So inside models, what you need to do is basically describe what tables you'd want in your database. So what things do you want to put in a database? What properties should they have? If you're used to database design, basically your models become tables and your fields become columns. So with our fictional travel agency, the first thing we're going to do is they need to go somewhere. So, you know, we want our space cruises to actually go somewhere. So we can create a model called destination. And this class that we define needs to inherit from a built-in type called models.model. The next step is then to add fields to this class, which become the properties of this object. So if we have a destination in the database, we probably want to give it things like a name, for example. So let's add a property called name. And we also need to give it a type. So in Django, there are a number of built-in types for all of the properties in your models. So the way you access them is from the model's namespace. And a common one you'll probably use is the char field. Char field is basically a way of having strings in the database. And in our case, we want the name to be text. So let's use a char field to accomplish that. It has a lot of options. There's a lot of things you can do with the char field. There's definitely a few things you want to put in here by default to make sure that we don't go crazy. First of all, we want to make sure that you can't have more than one destination with the same name. So if somebody adds Mars to the database, we don't want two Mars items in the database. So that would become confusing. So we can set the unique property to true. For our name field, we want to make sure that it's required. So there's a few ways of doing that with data models. One is that you can make sure that the entry can never be null. So it always has to exist. It always has to be set. So you set the null property to false. Another thing is that it might have a string, but just with no text inside, so just an empty string. So we also don't want to allow blank items. We don't want the name to get too large as well. So, you know, just the names of the planets, I guess we might go to just have a think in your head what the maximum length might be. It's good with database design to set maximum length for char fields anyway. I think it would probably set a sensible default if you didn't provide this, but in our case, we're going to set that to be 50. Now, there are, like I said before, there are a huge number of options for this particular field. So you probably find that you'll often use the same defaults when using things like people's names or destinations or descriptions, for example. Charfield is good if it's a small piece of text. If you want a bit more than that, you can use the text field instead. So if we want to have a description of our destination, then we can use models.text field. Okay, so we don't want people to go crazy on the description, so let's set the max length to be 2,000, so that's 2,000 characters. And again, let's make sure that's required by setting null to be false and blank to be false. Okay, so far all we've done is describe this class inside the models.py file. This doesn't exist yet in the database, as we don't actually have a database. So the way that you initialize the database with Django is you use the manage.py command to control your database configuration. In your project, you would have got this boilerplate settings.py file. There's a lot of stuff going on in here. Don't worry too much about a lot of the settings in here. These are sensible defaults. Something that is important though is if you scroll down to the databases section, you'll see there's the default configuration for databases using something called SQLite. If you're not familiar with SQLite, SQLite is a lightweight SQL database and it uses a local file. So you don't need to have a database server running. It basically just uses a file in your directory. So let's bring up a terminal. And we're going to put in some commands to initialize our first database. So the first thing we want to do is run a command in manage.py called make migrations. What make migrations will do is it will look at our models file and it will look to see what types we've defined. So these are the new types we've defined, and it's going to create a model for destination. So you see here it's described, okay, I've created a migration, and it's actually a Python file, and I'll show you in a second what that's for. Now, these migrations should live within the source code of our project, because when we deploy locally, it will create all the tables for us. If we deploy in production, it should again create all the tables. We want those to be consistent, so we want to make sure that, you know, if we move to a new environment or we deploy into the cloud, for example, you don't want to have to go and create the database, create all the tables, create all the columns. Remembering the names and configuration of all that database will be tricky. So Django does this for you, and it does that using a system called migrations. So it will have created this initial migration file. You don't have to worry too much about what's going on here, but this is basically a script that can be run on the server to connect to the SQL database and make sure that the table, all the columns and the settings of the columns, is how it is described inside this Python file. So we can do that locally by running python manage.py migrate. And the migrate command will have created a new database for us here, db.sqlite3. And it would have applied the migrations to make sure that the tables exist for what we have in our application.